Jodine, how's it going?
Hello. Hello, hello.
Right. Can you hear yourself?
More or less?
They're not very well adjusted, so it's either blowing out my eardrums or you can't hear at all.
No, I can't hear me at all.
Oh, can't you?
Okay. Oh, no, that's better. That's better. Yeah.
I know.
There we go. Yeah. Anyway, as long as people can hear me, that's fine.
Great. Okay, so... So, Jodine, tell us your digital storytelling course. What's all that about?
Well, look, it's the first time it's been done on Waiheke Island. It's a course that I actually did myself in Melbourne years ago, and I found it really inspiring. It's a really specific process. So it's not just come along and learn how to make videos. It's actually a really specific process where you get to share your story, and you're in charge of making that into a video. So... yeah.
Lovely.
There's great.
And is it called a video? I guess it is called a video, isn't it? But it's not like, it's sort of, it's photographs, isn't it? So it's not like you have to film stuff. It's stuff that you've already collected.
Yeah, yeah. So we make it really, really simple. So you're not having to edit like moving image files or anything. You can, if you feel like you have that skill level, use video files. But what we tend to base it around is images that you've taken about a particular place or event in your life or a person that you want to tell a story about. And you can even use really old photos, printed photos that, you know, we can scan that in for you. And you use those to collate a sequence of images with your narration over the top. So we use a voiceover of you reading out just a one-page story. So it's very, very simple, just a one-page story. Anyone can write, you know, one page, and we assist you with writing that as well. And then that gets seamed together with the images to produce the... sorry, that's my phone, naughty Jodine. To produce the digital story, which will ideally be only about 3 minutes long. So it can be quite powerful even at that length, so...
Right. Okay, great. So you write the story and then you put images over the story into some sort of timeline with quite a simple editing program. Which ones are you recommending? Which editing program?
We'll be using Windows Movie Maker because the course will be at Community Education at Waiheke High School. So they've got a computer training room there with 10 PCs set up. And, you know, we'll be installing Windows Movie Maker on that. It's a very, very simple paired-back program, so something that everyone can learn to use and also something that everyone can download and install if you've got a PC. If you have a Mac, you know, if you have a laptop, you may be able to bring that along and use iMovie as well because it's a sort of comparable level program. But mainly we're supporting Windows Movie Maker.
Right. Okay, great. So it's a fairly straightforward, simple program. You do require some sort of basic computing skills?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, ideally, you need to have, say, created a Word document before in order to write up your story. Or you can handwrite it. That's not a problem. And you need to, because you're actually driving the process from your own PC in the training room. So you need to be familiar with importing images from an external device like a camera or a USB stick. You know, sending an email, attaching things to that email, just kind of basic level computer skills. So we're not asking you to be a whiz kid, but we do need some, you know, some level of computer experience.
And certainly, even if you're not necessarily familiar with downloading pictures, but that you feel confident enough to just try out different things with computing. But the computing is only a part of it, and it's really around the storytelling.
It is. That's really true, Sharon. The storytelling really is the centre of the process. So obviously the outcome of that is this technical process where you will gain skills in how to learn basic Photoshop skills. You'll also learn how to import images into Windows Movie Maker, create a timeline, think about pacing, import audio, all of those good things. But the focus is on your story. So there'll be two facilitators on hand to help you. So if you struggle a bit with understanding the timeline and how it works, we can assist you with that. The important thing is to get your story recorded and out there. So if you choose, you know, you can create that story, you know, for your own family, for your friends. And if you're okay about being being public. Ideally, what I'd like to do in the bigger picture about all of this is to actually collect stories about Waiheke and have them as an archive both online and at the Waiheke Cinema, so that when you come in and watch a movie, you can watch, you know, a couple of 3-minute videos about Waiheke and personal stories that people have told about their experiences on Waiheke or special places or events around Waiheke.
So. Lovely. Okay, so if people wanted to see what these finished products look like, have you got a website people can just go to, or is there somewhere that people could just have a quick look at what they look like?
I mean, the best example, actually, because we haven't created any yet, the best example is a Coromandel website. Was a digital storytelling project done by a friend of mine, Vanessa James, in Coromandel. So you can go online at harakeke.co.nz, that's HARAKEKE, and you can see little videos that people created in the Coromandel community, which is very similar to Waiheke.
And they're lots of fun. I've seen a couple of them. I really like the one about flounder fishing. It was really interesting just to know how flounder fishing had happened for this woman back in the day.
Back in the day. I mean, this is really early settlement stories, so it's a wonderful example of what you can do. You can also go on Facebook. So I've got a page on Facebook. So if you type in Waiheke Digital Stories, you'll find a Facebook page, and you can also go to community education website and you can enroll from there and make your inquiries. So bookings are through community education, so if you are really keen, you can call me to talk through any questions you have, and you can book through community education.
Lovely. So. Now, the other thing I wanted to just say before we leave is There's a sort of an information afternoon.
Yes, so that's next Saturday afternoon, 2 o'clock till 4, and that's at community education. Mm-hmm. If you're keen and you're not really sure, you know, you've got a few questions, just come along to that. I'm going to show some example stories, quite a range of different ones, so you can see the range of stories you can tell, because it's not really any particular theme. You could do anything. It's quite flexible. And ask questions, and also you can start getting some story ideas. If you think, I'd love to do it, but I don't know what I would write about, we'll help you come up with some ideas that you could potentially use.
Lovely. Mm. Great. Okay, we're going to have to go because the boys are coming in to do their show. But Jodine, thank you so much. That's lovely. So digital storytelling, if you want to find out more, turn up at Community Education next week, 2 to 4. Otherwise, check out Harakeke online, or there's the digital story Facebook page, Waiheke Facebook page.
Great. Thanks, Sharon.
Thanks heaps for that. Okay, right. Well, that's the end of Island Life for this week. And great. Have a lovely week.